Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here again with Amy Lee. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, and thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Well, there's so much going on right now. You have all these cool little workshops, and I want to make sure everybody gets them because we've had some response, right?
Yes.
And we've had people interested in this. So you just had your first one.
Correct. The first initial class, the period class, was all about anatomy, hormones, and the phases of the cycle. And, you know, what we can eat and other things we can do to take care of ourselves during each specific phase.
And this was kind of an introductory class, right? Like,
yep.
This is for girls, like 11
yes.
years old and up. This is not like 30-year-old women. This
right.
is, we're starting from the beginning.
Right. 11 and up. And I do encourage you to bring the female support person in their life. Mom, aunt, older sister, grandma, whoever.
Foster mom, whatever.
Yep.
Whoever your mom
yep.
figure is.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. And that one went well.
It went great.
Fantastic.
I loved the questions that the kids asked. They did so well. And what always is just wonderful and amazes me is the questions that the moms ask, because they don't know this information either.
It's so good for everybody what you do. I just can't even highlight that enough. But where the heck have you been all of our lives? Better late than never, right?
Right.
Well, so now part two of this is now they are starting to understand the body and how it works, but now we still have something to deal with.
Right.
So now we're into the vast sea of menstrual products.
Yes.
And I don't know, even as a fully grown adult woman, you walk into a pharmacy and you look at all that stuff, how do you pick?
Exactly.
So how do you pick? Let's talk about it. What do we
yes.
need?
Well, again, there are so many things. Now, a great thing that I think is wonderful are the period underwear.
Oh, okay.
So there's underwear that have all the built-in absorption. This is great for light days and, you know, for the younger girls who are just beginning. I will say it is not great for if you clot. If you're clotting, that's not great.
Yeah, I've wondered about some of those because I've seen those and I
yes.
thought, like, I don't know if I could have handled something like that. That
right.
would have been. But for the off days, maybe the beginning or the end where
yep.
it's lighter things.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, and again, if you're just kind of starting, they're generally lighter. And then the menstrual cups, the silicone cups, are also amazing and great. They don't have any of the chemicals in them that a lot of the tampons have. Sometimes with them, I've never struggled with this, but you can have issues with getting a good seal. And the other thing is, if you put it, if it's not in correctly, sometimes it can partially pinch off the urethra. So sort of can be harder to urinate or fully empty. But honestly, that's not very, it doesn't happen a lot. And you can really just easily adjust it. But they're great. And it also actually, this might sound a little bit, well, what am I? I'm not going to say TMI or gross because that's not
no,
what
No, that's what we're not. We're not about that. And we're telling it like it is.
What I like about the menstrual cup is that it actually shows you how much you
oh.
are actually, like
sure.
how much is actually coming out of you, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I have heard multiple times that the amount of blood that is lost is 2 tablespoons.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is like a shot glass that you put inside yourself that's
yeah.
made of silicone, of course, but it's about that size.
Okay.
And you have to empty it multiple times a day. So it can, it gives you a good base of, you know, how heavy your flow actually is and how long that flow might last before it turns lighter.
I've always kind of wondered how you would measure that because people always ask that if you go in for doctor things and they ask, you know, how heavy is your flow? To me, it's either lighter, but, you know, we have our own reality,
right.
but what does that mean in the world? So that is kind of cool that you can
yeah.
learn from that. So it has taken us to break, so we're going to come back and talk a little bit more vast products, right? We'll kind of run down the line here of everything that's available, and we're going to hear a little message from Amy Lee right here in between, so we'll be right back. All right, thanks for sticking with us, everybody, and hanging out for part two. We are talking again today with Amy Lee from Soul Healing Bodywork and Wellness Center, and this is like part two of four, if you will, right? So we had last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I think, from this time, you had your first workshop. I'm calling it a workshop. Is that okay? Is that fair? Okay, yeah. For young girls who are just starting menstruation and the women that love them.
Yes.
And it was a great class for both.
Mm-hmm.
The support staff of the women also learned things, right?
Right.
So, which we always learn stuff. And now we're talking about products, because now we know what's happening, but now we have to do something about it.
Right.
So, what are... I mean, there's good and bad with everything, right? Everything is personal preference and personal comfort levels.
Yes.
Right? So not everyone is going to use tampons. Not everyone is going to use pads. Some people might use combinations and things, mm-hmm. right? So tell us, what are we looking for when we're looking for those products? Because now there's organic ones, and which I feel is good, right? Like chemicals are not good. And I don't want them inside me in any portions of me, but I feel like organic is a good way. Is that... Like, tell us about the stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously pads and tampons, you know, they are not all created equal. And you need to use different ones for different times of your period. Yes, I always recommend, you have to know what you're putting in your body. And a tampon can stay inside, you know, for a few hours. And so you definitely want to be checking on the chemicals that are in those. Whether or not they have applicators, some do, some don't. It's really personal preference, how you know, want to insert it. And the pads, too. I mean, there's just so many to choose from. There's different kinds for different activities, different lengths, different absorption rates. And I want to tell people and educate people that literally up until 2024...
Oh.
They did not use blood to test period products. They used water.
Okay, let's pause for 1 second, because isn't there a famous saying that blood is thicker than water?
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
there is.
Isn't
that literally what we say?
Correct. So when they say, you know, this can hold up to this much, they're not talking about the same thing. So
different liquid.
Right. Absolutely. So that is kind of, that's a thing where when you're listening to the advertising and even when you're looking at the box and everything, it's literally not accurate because they're not testing it with the actual, fluid that's coming out of you. Right.
Hmm. I feel like cars have better filtration and knowledge of that than people would
have.
Well,
of course, it's a lot easier.
Like an oil filter probably.
Cars don't have hormones, so it's a lot easier to, study.
I feel like they do some days, but anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, it's personal preference, but even the pads, you know, they also have chemicals in as well. You know, again, these are things that were never tested. Like there's arsenic, you know, in some of them.
Yeah.
There's formaldehyde in some of them. And what is the purpose of even putting any of that in? There's literally no purpose. It doesn't have to be there. So, and you know, again, with organic, I mean, I think people in general think that organic is better. I think when you get right down to it, the organic industry, I mean, I'm not going to say anything negative against it at all, but I mean, it's like, is the cotton really truly organic? Did the farm next to where that cotton was grown use pesticides? I don't know. But again, you are definitely going to want to use something that doesn't have the chemicals in it. And you're going to have to try out different things to see what works best. And also consider the age. You know, I've heard a lot of people in general think that when girls are first getting their period that they shouldn't use tampons. I would agree only if they're not educated about that.
Sure.
But definitely... I think you can use any product you're comfortable using. Just know how to use it, know what's in it, and just try different ones. It takes a while. And sometimes people are brand specific too, and those can change as well. But you know, the general, like the Always, and I don't even know what else is out there. I mean, a lot of those are, you know, they're full of stuff that we don't really want close to us.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that we have more to discuss about this, so we're going to do podcasts on this.
Yes.
So, because we're out of time. And but you guys come back for the rest of this, because I want to dig into this a little bit deeper and get a couple more options and, you know, maybe a little anecdotes about things. So this is important. We're on part two of four. The next portion of this is going to be perimenopause, right?
Yes.
So, and that's in July.
Right.
All right. So we'll hear Amy back again in early July talking about that. If you guys want to get in on any of this, Amy, tell them how to get a hold of you.
So you can contact me at amy@reproductivesolutionswi.com. The phone number is 715-972-3830. And the website is soulhealingbodyworkwellnesscenter.com.
And her link is linked to us on our website forever, because we love her and she's not going anywhere. So you can get her all of those ways, but get to her, because no matter what, it's worth the conversation. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today on this Wellness Wednesday, and we will talk to you again next week right here on WAVLFM.com. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us on the podcast side of our interview today with Amy Lee. We are talking about menstrual products. I just feel like there's just so many. And even if we get to the basics, what if we just like basic? We've got pads, we've got tampons, and then what should we call the other ones?
Menstrual cups and period underwear.
Would those be accessories? Not accessories. I don't know. No, you can use all these together too, right?
Products.
They just seems, you know, like the basics. Yeah. These and this. And then now we have the new fun stuff. So before, like on the interview portion here, we were talking about natural and chemicals and things like that. And I wanted to say in there, but we just kind of ran out of time. Organic and or natural doesn't necessarily not mean dangerous. Like arsenic is natural. Cyanide is natural.
Right.
We shouldn't ingest them.
Yes.
But they are natural. So, and like you said, organic does have certification processes and they have stuff. So
for sure.
It's, I feel still kind of can be beneficial. I realize that the cost on those is always more.
Right.
Where you can get a box of, you know, name your favorite brand for $6, the organics are going to be $12 probably. So, but again, it's your choice in your body and maybe you eat that way as well. So. Mm-hmm. The good news is there are a lot of options.
Right.
The bad news is there's a lot of options.
Well, the thing is, okay, so period underwear, you can, I mean, you can wear them for a long time. You know, the thing with them is you just don't put them in the washing machine. But you, I mean, they have longevity. Menstrual cup, okay, so here's mine. I have had the same menstrual cup since I started using one 12 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Same one.
Well, I suppose it's silicone.
I mean, you sanitize it in between each one. You clean it. You wash it. And then what I do is before I use it and after I'm done using it, I boil it in water for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, I mean, it's sanitized. But again, it's not like your vagina is a sterile environment.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So
we don't want to introduce anything that's not but.
Right. But that's how you take care of them. It's simple hot soapy water. And then, you know, you boil it in water for 5 minutes or so. Again, longevity, both of those things are better for the environment.
And cost effective.
Very much.
Like what is
it
one?
It was $30.
Oh, for 12 years.
And you know, I mean, I could get I could get another one, but there's nothing wrong with the one that I have.
Sure.
It works fine. And then there's also a lot of people are making their own pads. And a lot of people started kind of doing this for third world country type of situations where people have no menstrual products and they're essentially just free bleeding, which women also do too. There are women that just free bleed because, you know, they stay at home or they, you know, maybe they're off the grid or they work in an environment where, you know, they can work from home. And in that case, you just... Every time you feel like something is coming, you just get up and go to the bathroom, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of all of those choices. But again, thinking about like longevity and, you know, better for the environment, the homemade reusable pads are getting just so much better. They're so great. And again, you know, they're organic cotton, whatever material is very absorbent. And they've got buttons, they've got snaps that can go around your underwear. So they're a great option too. Obviously, you know, the basic tampons and pads that we always use, I don't think that they're really ever going to go away just for convenience and also for price too as well. But again, when you think about, I paid $30, $32 for a menstrual cup 12 years ago. I do still occasionally use pads and sometimes tampons. Usually that is... Like when it's really, really light, I mean, then I don't. I just will kind of use a pad at the end of the cycle. But again, that's what's great about having different options throughout your cycle.
Where do you stand on the sizes, too? Because I know that's a fairly new development in the last, I don't know, like 20-ish years, where you can buy the box that has like three different sizes in it for like this, you know, beginning, middle, and end of your period where it's heavier here and there and, you know.
Well, I mean, obviously you want more protection. I mean, I have a very heavy flow, so there's no point in me using, you know, a regular or even a super tampon the first 3 days because, I mean, it's just so heavy. I just use the menstrual cup because it's just easier for me. Okay. And you do not feel it at all when it's in properly.
How often do you have to empty it? Because, like, I know, you know, if you have a tampon, again, depending on your flow, you don't know until, like, maybe you have a leak or an accident. Then you're like, oop, got to go change that, baby. Yeah. Like, how does that work for the cup?
Right. Yeah, so with the cup, I mean, it definitely can overflow if you are really heavy. But, I mean, I don't know, every 4 to 6 hours, maybe.
Okay. So sometimes, fairly standard.
You know, I mean, if I work an 8-hour shift, I mean, it depends. Again, is it the second day or is it the fifth day, you know?
Okay. So it varies.
It varies.
Be the same way as if you had to change a pad or change a tampon.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered, like, you can't see it.
Right.
Well, like, not like you can see the other ones unless you're wearing a pad, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Okay. I just, that's strange to me.
The menstrual cup?
Yeah.
That's
just not.
I mean, you know, when my first...
I mean, good strange.
Right. A neighbor introduced me to it. And honestly, at first, I thought it was so gross. I'm like, you want me to put... Like, I was not grossed out about, like, inserting it. I was grossed out about, so now I got to slide my finger up. And you got to pop the seal. You can't just pull it out. Because it's sealed. It's suction.
Okay.
You got to slide your finger up alongside and pop the seal. And then, you know... If it's a heavy flow, blood gets on your hand. So then I thought about, this is so gross, but I'm like, literally, it's just blood. And we're changing babies. I've worked in healthcare since I was 7.
And it's your own body.
I mean, like, we have to get over, like, ew, this is icky, just whatever. It's part of you. It is a way that, you know, we can keep track of the health of our body. And so once I got over it, the weirdness of it, I guess, or the quote unquote grossness of it. I love it. You know, if I'm going to be gone and out and about, you know, for the majority of the day or something, I can empty it before I leave and then empty it when I get home. And it's perfectly fine. I mean, I've never had an issue. I've never been concerned that I'm going to leak like I have been, like, with pads or tampons. I mean, this isn't like an infomercial for those, but that's just kind of what I like to use.
It's kind of new and interesting to me because it's not, I don't know how mainstream that, it, you know, how many people use that, and it seems like a good thing. So that's why I'm like, I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I don't need to care about that anymore, but I mean, it just is a good, it just seems like a good product.
Right. Yeah. I know that, like, athletes, you know, like the menstrual cups because they, I mean, you can't really feel them when they're in. You don't have to worry. Like, you know, if you're playing rugby or soccer and you're running around, you don't have to worry about a string being in the wrong spot or, you know,
or your pad shifting or something.
Right, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So is there anything else, like, new and exciting in the world of period products? I mean, underwear is fairly new, right?
Yeah, the underwear has been around for a few years, you know, about 5-6 years. And again, like I said, that's great. There's a lot of different companies. Some work better than others. You just have to, again, test them and see, you know, what is good for you. But again, you know, like thinking about what we know about menstruation, what we know about period products, what we know about the lack or the people don't really, the lateness, I guess, like how recent, like 2024 is when we started testing with actual blood. So when you think about that, the engineering going into these things could be so much better.
Sure.
You know, the quality of the products that are putting into these things could be so much better. You know, I mean, again, if men had to put things in their bodies every single month for multiple hours at a time, they would probably have tested what was going in them. And unfortunately, those are just the facts of it.
Yeah. And it, I have great hopes for the future.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, now we know that studies are happening and things are going on. There's a lot. I mean, you can't throw a stick without hitting somebody and talking about female health issues right now.
Right.
Like,
yes.
It is hot and it should be. Like,
it
it's
should
crazy
be.
That we haven't done it up to this point. But I do believe we're moving in the right direction.
Right.
And we have a lot more women involved in making these products. And that's just what needs to happen.
Exactly.
So it's a good time to be a girl right now, comparatively.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've got a lot of advancements and a lot of more thing, a lot of better things going on for us than we ever have. But it right. still needs to keep going forward.
Yeah. We still need to be able to get that grant funding for studies and, you know, programs to help. I mean, you know, there are seriously people out there, you know, that there are women out there that cannot afford period products. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They would probably be free if dudes had them. Just saying.
Well, for real, like even as like birth control, you can go to a lot of clinics and get that free. You can't go get period products free.
Right.
And it is going to happen, sweetheart.
You can buy like, EV medication at
on
gas
the
stations.
Phone and gas stations. Yeah. Yeah. But we can't.
And there, you know, there's just no reason for them to be as expensive as they are. You know,
true for what the product actually is. There's not a lot involved.
But again, that is why these, you know, these more sustainable products, they're coming more and more popular for this reason. You know, I mean, if you can buy one product and use that product for literally years and just, you know, wash it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive.
It is expensive.
It's even, you know, go one step further to another product, like diapers.
Yeah.
I haven't had a child in 27 years, a baby, to deal with.
Yeah.
And I go to baby showers and try to buy a box of diapers. And it's like, holy smokes, how do they do it? And same thing with the period products. It's like, you have to have them.
Right.
And well, if, I guess I mean, you don't have to, but you kind of got to do something.
Yeah.
So
and it's the same thing. It's the same thing with incontinence products.
Sure.
You know, why are female pads, you know, more expensive than the same things that the men have?
I could say some, but I'm not gonna. We'll talk about that off air. It was gonna be funny. Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm running into stuff. But true. Like we are going in the right direction.
Yeah, we
and in talking about it and doing stuff like this in your workshops, like that's what needs to happen. Because I just have this feeling. I did a lot of stuff with Girl Scouts. I was a leader, and I just love Girl Scouts as an organization. And them girls, man, you don't know which one of those little ones is going to come and change the world. And same thing with you. These girls that you just taught, one of them is going to do something awesome. And maybe she's going to start new products. Who knows?
Exactly.
You just got to give them the information and set them loose on the world.
Yeah.
So I think this is, we kind of beat this one to death a little bit. There's lots of choices.
Right.
You guys got to experiment.
Right.
Try stuff out. Talk to friends. Talk to Amy.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
And, you know, don't be ashamed to, like, have them in your home, you know, because there's nothing wrong with boys and men being educated about all these things, too. I mean, I remember growing up and we burned our garbage and, so, you know, you just throw your stuff in the garbage and my brothers would get so mad, you know, it's like, rah, 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 you know, I have to carry this bag out and there's this in it. And I'm just like, this is such a weird thing to get mad about. Like, you're mad that there's a pad in there.
Yeah.
And you have to take the garbage out to burn it.
Well,
I'm so
confused.
Always
been such a stigma of icky and badness and, you know, the evil women have the evil curse thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it happens all the time. It's not going away.
And it's not a curse.
No. But that's what it was called for a long time.
It's power. It's power. That's what it is.
Well,
it's
power. You have to make it negative because it's actually better.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. You have a baby, huh?
Exactly. Just, you know, have a period. I mean, one of the things that I think is funny is, so I have a period simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Which I plan to bring to a certain meeting sometime.
Oh, it'll be great.
But, you know, it's like, I would, you know, like, here are these, you know, 45, 50-year-old men. Like, are you as strong as a 9-year-old girl? Let's see. Let's hook you up to this cramp simulator. And it's just so interesting how quickly they buckle, you know? Or, you know, I mean, it's an 8 out of 10 pain, but we're expected to
suck it up and go to school.
Just go to school, go to work, take care of everybody. So, I mean, all of those things, it's just as important to educate the males as it is the females.
Yeah, I always felt bad. I had a couple things when I had my surgery and all this stuff, and having my husband have to go to the store to get me things, it mortified me. He didn't care, but because of the way I was brought up, it was like, oh, I don't even let, I shouldn't say let, I don't make my husband carry my purse.
Yeah.
Like, if I have to, like, change something, I'll set it on the ground before I'll ask him to hold it. I just don't feel like it's his responsibility.
Right. But,
but
if he became incontinent tomorrow, would you feel weird buying his
diapers? No, I 100% would go do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we take care of each other, and we just have to do all of the things that we have to get all the things that we need to get to take care of each other. Yeah. And whether that's food or tampons or ED medication, let's just buy it so that we can have a happy, healthy life.
That's right. Everybody's taken care of. And we kind of, we won't talk about it in detail, but we do have a group that we are with, and it's always fun because when you bring out the big guns and we start talking details and the right words and all the things, our guys really step up.
Oh, yeah.
And they participate. And it's great. I love it because it gives me hope for the future.
It does. It does. It always, like, surprises me and just, like, makes me so grateful.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be surprised because there's a lot of great guys in there.
Yeah. But it is good because now we have verified that.
Right.
So ladies that are listening, men that are listening, there is hope. You guys are all good. There's we all good and bad and everything, right? But we're doing our part to educate people, and they seem to be taking it very well, and we're getting great feedback from it. So, like, that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
These things are happening. There's men and women in the world. We all have our issues, but if we can make – it's our young girls as I'm more worried about coming into this. Let's get them into it right.
Exactly.
Give them all the tools. Show them how to use the things, and don't make it be icky and gross. It is what it is. It is happening.
Right.
And it's not going away. We haven't found a way to make that stop yet.
Nor should we.
No, right. Like, it is the normal biological process that we go through, and it's about time we just take it for what it is and just deal with it proper and not be weird about it. And that's why it's great having these conversations with you. I have grown myself because there's a lot of things that we talk and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. But that's good, and it should go that way. We should be able to have these conversations around the dinner table or watching TV or whatever.
And it's totally okay to laugh about it.
It is, and we have to, otherwise we'll be insane more than we already are. But yeah, it's good stuff. So this is always, I love that we're educating people, and we know we've been getting response because we've heard from people.
Right.
So it's all good. And people that are listening to this right now, if you guys have something you want to hear about, get a hold of Amy, get a hold of me, WAVLFM.com, drop us a line, tell us what you want to hear about, and we'll dig into it.
And the period product workshop is on the 23rd. It's a Monday at 6.
June 23rd.
June 23rd, yes. And then the perimenopause will be the two classes in July.
Sure.
And everything is on my Facebook page and on the website.
Yep. So get in there, take a look at it if you have the time to partake in one of these events. And how much is the fee on these?
Well, I have I just am asking for donations.
Yeah. So it's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Bring something. One of the cool things you do too, talk about period products, you have the, like, your little pouches, right? You make the little period packs for girls. And I know, like, I myself donated to you, if anybody's got Ipsy.
Oh,
you have 9,000 of those little Ipsy bags, or maybe you have some other little, like, you know, purseable little packs. You take those too. So that would be a good thing for a donation to give for such an event like this, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So if you have stuff like that, or once you get to know Amy, you'll figure it out what stuff you can do. But so, yes, these programs are free. Come in and partake in them and get some knowledge, and you'll feel better for it, I promise.
Yes. It's and the discussions and the camaraderie between the girls and the women are really important. And it's really, I mean, it was wonderful. So I'm super excited for this, and I can't wait for you all to join me.
Great. So again, June 23rd for the products workshop, and then July again will be for perimenopause.
Yes. So. And please register so I have enough things.
Yes. Get on there right away. Get in there. And perimenopause too, as long as we're talking about it. This is the thing we all think is menopause. So don't be confused. Like I was confused. Menopause is when it's over. What you're experiencing right now is perimenopause. I had to deepen my voice and go in for that one.
Right.
So it's most likely that's what we're dealing with. So vocabulary is a big deal with us.
Right.
So we need to make sure we're saying the right words and getting the right help to the right people in the right ways.
Yes.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap up our podcast for today. Thank you guys, everybody, for joining us and hanging out. I hope we made you smarter and learned you some stuff today, because I know I always learn stuff when I talk to Amy. So thank you again, Amy Lee, Soul Healing Body Work and Wellness Center, right here in Schofield. Very easy to get to. Her link is on the site that you are listening to right now. You can get to her at any time. Send her a message, and she will respond post-hasty and get you hooked up. Thanks, Amy. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.